Back in 03, Thomas Whitaker didn't kill his mother or his brother. He did convince his roommate to do it, though. The plan was to collect the inheritance money he knew was sure to come his way. His parents were wealthy. They lived in one of the nicest master plan communities in Sugarland. The 23-year-old plotted to kill his parents and his little brother and then divvy up the money with his roommate and another friend, who served as a getaway driver. They did get away. Whitaker fled to Mexico, but not for long. Eventually, detectives figured out who'd done it, and they were captured. The getaway driver got a plea deal for 15 years. The shooter, who shot every family member of Thomas Whitaker, including Thomas Whitaker himself, he got a life sentence. But somehow, even though he tried to, the shooter didn't kill Thomas Whitaker's father, Kent Whitaker, and that is what saved Thomas Whitaker's life. You see, in 2007, Thomas Whitaker was found guilty for his role as the mastermind in the deaths of his family members, and he was given a death sentence by a Fort Bend County jury. And just yesterday, he was scheduled to be executed by the state of Texas in Huntsville. But in a rare and historic move, and in what was to be Whitaker's final hour of his life, Texas Governor Greg Abbott made the decision to commute Whitaker's death sentence to a sentence of life in prison with absolutely no possibility of parole. The move came after the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles agreed unanimously to make the recommendation for commutation to the governor on Tuesday of this week. And that only happened because Kent Whitaker, the man who lost his wife and his youngest son and the only remaining living victim of the crime, he begged for his son's life not to be taken by the Texas criminal justice system. In 2007, when his son was on trial for murder, Kent Whitaker begged the Fort Bend County prosecutor and the district attorney not to seek the death penalty. They refused to listen. But Kent Whitaker didn't give up on his son. He wrote a book about how he disagreed with the sentence. He spoke publicly and passionately about it. And just last year, Kent Whitaker and his attorney filed a request for commutation of his son's death penalty sentence. They also requested that the state's Board of Pardons and Paroles interview Kent Whitaker so he could tell his side of the story of being the victim of his son's crimes and how he has forgiven him. They listened. They unanimously agreed with him. And then the governor made it official
late last night.
Thomas Whitaker, who didn't die last night, had this to say about it all. "I'm thankful, not for me, but for my dad. Whatever punishment I would have or will receive is just. But my dad did nothing wrong. The system worked for him today."